We're here with Forrest Leo. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, first a little bit about yourself and your history in this area.
I was born at the homestead that my dad staked in Trapper Creek. It's 5 miles off the Petersville Road. And I grew up partly there, partly in Talkeetna. I was sort of in and out in elementary school. And then I came back and went to high school at Sioux Valley. So this was always my home base, and this was always where my friends and my family were. And so as I was in and out, I felt like I orbited Talkeetna. This town was an enormous, enormous influence on me, and that when I sat down to write this book, it was really important to me to write about the sense of community that I felt growing up. So the book is about the sort of sprawling family, except most of the people aren't actually related to each other. They're a family of friends.
Okay.
And I think that that's something that is excellent in Talkeetna and that this place really fosters and that I've been enormously grateful for.
So let's talk a little bit about the book then. It's called The Gentleman. And I guess I'll let you kind of give us the thumbnail of what we're looking at with this novel.
Absolutely. So this is a Victorian comedy. It's a adventure story, but really a comedy that is about a young poet who marries for money instead of love. And as soon as he does that, he realizes that he can't write anymore because a poet can't live without love. And he doesn't know what to do, so he sells his wife to the devil. And then realizes that, like, maybe that was a problem. And then he realizes that, in fact, he is in love with his wife after all and spends the rest of the book trying to get her back from the devil.
Okay. So some fantastical elements in there for sure then.
Definitely.
And then I understand there's something to do with an airship, so maybe a little some steampunk element.
Yeah, there's a little bit of steampunk that comes in at the end. Yeah.
And so, you know, looking at the publisher notes and some of the reviews I looked at, the comparison that gets made is to the work of P.G. Wodehouse, who's a early 20th century humorist. Is that fair? Is that kind of what you were going for?
Well, what's funny, I wasn't. So I have a dear friend who I went to high school with, Noelle Valentine. She still teaches at the school.
Yep.
And she loved Wodehouse, thought he was awesome. And somehow I never read him. She kept being like, dude, you've got to read P.G. Wodehouse. And I kept being like, yes, I will. And then I didn't. And then I wrote this book. And everyone I sent it to was like, oh, yeah, like Wodehouse. And I kept being like, I should probably read this guy. So finally I sat down and read him, and it was crushing because this guy is a genius. He is the most brilliant, easy, fantastic writer. And if you compare my book to him, my book's not very good. And so when
well, it's
I
also
saw,
your first.
It, yeah, yeah. So when I saw the publishers doing that, I was like, oh boy, here we go. So no, it was not deliberate. But I was reading all of the books that Wodehouse was reading and that were being written around the same time that he was writing. And so it's more of a style than a direct influence from Wodehouse. At some point, someone asked Wodehouse where he went to school or what his influences were or something. And at the time, you would reply, you know, I am an Oxford man. I'm a Cambridge man. Wodehouse replied, I'm a Conan Doyle man. Arthur okay. Conan Doyle was his idol growing up. They knew each other, but Wodehouse was the generation was a generation younger. Conan Doyle for me was also my sort of introduction to this world and really the biggest influence on me. My mom read me the Sherlock Holmes stories when I was 8 or 9, and it was just the most amazing thing I'd ever heard. I couldn't get enough of them.
Okay, so some of those elements coming through then as well. That similar
Absolutely.
Kind of Victorian adventure story,
yeah.
But here it looks like with a fair bit of humor mixed in as well.
Yeah, I read a bunch of Noel Coward in high school. Tom Stoppard and Noel Coward and a little Oscar Wilde, and those guys, the sort of that tradition of British humor that especially revolved around words and wordplay, I always loved.
Okay. So any plans, anything else in the works now that you've got your first novel published? Or
yeah, far too many things, I think. I actually wrote a sequel to this one that hopefully will be published someday. My agent and editor are quick to remind me that publication of the sequel really depends on the reception of the first one.
Sure.
We're still sort of seeing how it sells. Everything in the publishing industry moves very slowly. I also just finished a young adult novel about King Arthur, which I sent to my agent last week, so hopefully that'll happen.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in, and best of luck with this and your future books.
Thank you so much.
For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.